Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Now, Rebecca speaking to us this month about imaginary friends. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, what is specific to the psychology of child development and the role of imaginary friends?
So one chapter of psychological development is the absorption of rules and regulations of living in society. We're all kind of born a bit savage, if you like, and we have to learn to become socialized human beings. We must take the moral censure from our parents and teachers and integrate them into our own capacity to tolerate not doing absolutely everything that we think and feel. So if you like, in the beginning, we're dependent on all these adults. And as we get older, we're able to integrate those rules, regulations, and we can form our independent self. If you like, imaginary friends is a way of kind of enacting through this imaginary friend some of this dynamic between what I'm getting from the adults and this moral censure and becoming increasingly able to tolerate that in real life.
So where do the imaginary friends come in then? How do they work in that respect?
So they allow the child to play out these various scenarios between, let's say, moral censure and impending guilt if you've transgressed rules, and then self-observation between what one wishes they could do and what one can actually do. This is a really important kind of principle of reality, if you like, that we have to one day accept that we can't nor be everything nor do anything. And that's the same for you as it is for me. Imaginary figures usually, however, are free of all norms. They don't have any moral censure, and they have superhuman powers. They can fly and they can lift mountains. So these help them, for the child, to be able to either kind of control their own feelings or act out on some of those wishes, if you like, which is very different than the actual reality of being quite powerless in front of your teacher, for example.
Okay, Rebecca, that's your answer indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.